happens out here.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Hey, what's happening? Like, we didn't just talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, what you been up to, buddy?
About the juicy details that we can't let the public know.
Yeah, you always say, you got any off-air stuff?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have some gossip.
Yeah, the real. We don't. Yeah, we just get super racist for 20 minutes mm-hmm. to get it out of our system.
Yeah.
Just misogyny, racism. Mm-hmm.
Got to flush it out.
Fucking, yeah. It's its own podcast.
Clean the pipes.
Super alt-right 20-minute podcast from the Boogie Monster. You know who the real Boogie Monster is? White guilt, dude.
Do you think... this might be a dumb or naive question. Do you think there are, I know there's like, you know, alt-right or, you know, podcasts, whatnot, but do you think there's podcasts like really under the radar, small town podcasts that are just straight up racist? Like, this is why today we're talking about Guatemalans and why they need to go. Like each episode is like a different racist grievance.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't think the fucking white power movement, they didn't just stick to leaflets.
I'd love to listen to one of those just for the fucking novelty of it.
Well, you go ahead and you fuck up your search history. You go ahead and you go alter your algorithm with that and then report back. when Matt Bronger and I lived together, and it was the early days of, honestly, for both of us, the internet in general, like 2003, mm-hmm. when we were just finding out, like, there wasn't YouTube, but you could find video sites. And then back when it was LimeWire and all the file sharing, and we got drunk, mm-hmm. like, let's see what's the most hateful music we could find. Like, just out of, like, a drunken, let's laugh at the ridiculousness curiosity. Because mm-hmm. then, like, he knew all, like, the rap stuff. I'm like, what's the most violent, vile rap music you've ever heard? And so we would download that. And I'm like, have you ever heard Screwdriver? And I downloaded that. And we're like, look, this is ridiculous how fucking terrible it is. But I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is on my computer now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta get this off of here.
That's so funny you brought that up because I had a similar thought last night. I was on YouTube watching some stuff. And I found this channel called Soft White Underbelly. And it's mm-hmm. just... there's not really a host. He's like off camera, but every episode it's anywhere from like 10 to 30 minutes long, but it's just him one-on-one interviewing somebody who's, you know, from the underbelly of society. And a lot of them are pedophiles and rapists and stuff like that. And it is intriguing to just sit and listen to their story. Like, so what happened, dude? And they'll just ramble on for 20 minutes. But I noticed that like, after about three or four episodes in a row, like all three or four, like two of them were pedophiles. One was a rapist. One was some other, you know, sex addict or something. I was like, oh shit, I got to be careful. This is going to fuck up my algorithm. I'm going to get a knock on the door.
Honestly, we would think that YouTube, if it's something truly vile, that it would be taken mm-hmm. off of there, which is why people are like, wow, it's freedom of speech that they're squashing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but if it's on, like, why is everybody already listening to true crime? Well, just because a third party is discussing the murder. We don't want to mm-hmm. talk to the murderer.
Yeah.
Also, I think the bass player from Screwdriver just died from COVID. That was fucking hilarious.
Let me guess. He was also an anti-vax, anti-masker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In addition to everything else that's probably wrong with
any decent sort of lifestyle. But yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, fucking sayonara. Let me piss, like, before they throw the dirt on you. Let me piss on your grave.
Fucking Screwdriver. Yeah, I've never listened to them, but I knew who they were. They always popped up, you know, in the peripheral of the metal scene. Like, oh, those fuckers.
Yeah, it's never good music. Mm-hmm. Even though it is adjacent to a lot of punk rock and stuff. Well, weren't we the ones talking about furries? What is that? There's a long podcast about how that's where the alt-right was kind of infiltrating.
Right.
Because it was disaffected youth trying to find community, like when it was going to punk rock, because that's where there's these angry white kids in the suburbs that we can lure them when they're at their most impressionable. That's how they looked at the furry community, is like, oh, this is the impressionable youth that don't feel like they belong elsewhere. This is where we can recruit.
Man, I still don't understand any of that furry shit, dude. Not shaming. I know you can't shame. It's just confusing to me. I don't understand.
It's the, you know, where we're both like, okay, in this open door policy of acceptance, and if you're not hurting, you got to let people go for it. You can allow things without understanding them.
Of course.
Or it's not acceptance, but it's allowing. Like, you're doing your thing. I don't get it, but you're not stepping on my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't understand it either. I'm sure that there are, I think the most open-minded community has to be the dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
oh,
you're coming in with this.
This one's going to take a few extra days, sir. You could come Friday and pick this up.
That's like, that's the forefront of like, I can't judge you. My business, you're my best customers.
Yeah.
I might not understand. It's like making the gay wedding cake. I don't get what you guys do with your buttholes, but you should, I will make you your cake. You will give me money. I will make you your cake. You will give me money. I will clean the like in Jaeger bombs and jizz crust out of this Sonic the Hedgehog outfit. So it's just, that's just capitalism, and everybody gets to get paid. And I was trying to wonder, there was somebody I used to know in the past, and I, you know, you just occasionally look up people like, oh, I wonder what happened to this person. And their whole Twitter feed now is like anti-trans stuff.
Really?
But not from a hateful place, just from a like, well, look at the studies that say that this many percentage of people that are trans want to change back. And I'm just like, what? Why is that?
What do you care if you're not?
Well, that's, I mean, it. Like, why is that the thing that's really, you know, why is that the fly in your soup?
Yeah. The only thing I could think is, like, if they were part of that, like, if they experienced it themselves, like, you know, learn from my mistakes or something. But if you don't have a stake in it, what the hell do you care?
Yeah. Well, that's where this was last weekend, where after the show, we were at the hotel bar. I had this was in Cincinnati. And so I had some friends there, and that was, like, one place that we could still get a drink was a hotel bar across the street. And there's a couple that was there, like a kind of older couple that happened to be at the show. And they're like, oh, it was a good show. And then the woman's like, maybe this will be a thing for your act. I'm like, oh, this never goes well. Yeah. And she's, and it was just the sport argument of like, there's it was a man that was a swimmer that was ranked whatever. Now he's says he's a woman, and now he ranks number one or number two. And how is that fair? And I've just, without, like, I'm like, I don't want to engage because I want to hang out with my friends. I'm like, you know what? That's the sports, you know, it's like, it's kind of a bit I had that I'm like, I don't even want to tread in this fucking area. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. You know what? That's the sports, that's the Federation of the Swimming that needs to figure that shit out. Because
yeah,
I don't care about, I mean, I'm like, if that's what bothers you about swimming, I'm like, I don't care about swimming, let alone who's swimming against who else in swimming. Yeah. And my further argument is when people, I'm like, this is what I didn't want to get in this woman. I'm like, this is where you're upset about fairness. It's unfair to women. Oh, so you clearly have been on the front lines of the wage gap.
Yeah.
Of what? Because you've been fighting for that this whole time. Oh, you haven't? Oh, uh-huh. It's only when it's swimming is when you got mad. Like, that's, yeah, all the bros that got, were now all of a sudden overnight feminists because a transgender woman wants to fight in the MMA. Like, it's not fair to the ladies. Oh, please tell me how all the other times you've argued in favor of fairness for women before, yeah, this. Or is it just now because your precious little sport is affected by it? And then my whole bit is just how I don't care about sports.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care about sports because sports don't care about me. I'm like, I'm short, weak, and uncoordinated. I don't give a fuck about sports. You got a problem with sports. You don't have a problem with transgender people. You got a problem with sports.
Yeah.
That's on you for wanting competition.
Yeah.
I don't care about competition.
Where were you this weekend? How'd the shows go? You were in
Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha adjacent Nebraska.
Omaha adjacent Nebraska.
Yeah.
Good shows?
Yeah, shows were fun. Another, you know, warehouse size, another big box comedy club.
Yeah.
But had fun. Staff was cool. Worked with Rafe Williams, my pal Rafe, out of St. Louis. Right, we went to the Museum of Shadows in Omaha, which...
Oh, yeah?
Man...
What is it, just a bunch of oddly placed lights and
you would think,
lines?
You would think that would be the, you know, it changes by the hour. Well, it's because the sun moves, but it's still, we're not doing much. I mean, I don't know how many like curated museums of spooky things have you gone to?
Not many. I've always wanted to go to that one in Hollywood, the Museum of Death or whatever. But I think maybe even you told me it was pretty lame.
It's not lame. It's kind of gnarly.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll talk about that next because that one is a little bit much.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been twice. I'll say I have been twice. But
okay. I don't know. Somebody else was telling me that it wasn't worth the money or something, but you're saying it's gnarly.
Well, okay. Let me first. Okay, Museum of Shadows is in Omaha, and it's they mostly just have like quote unquote haunted dolls. And artifacts, but it was, I mean, hey, it's one of those plays like, hey, get your money while you can. We'll see how long this place lasts. you have to, the tour, it's just a dimly lit place that you could buy. The tour is either $15 with a regular flashlight or $25 with an infrared flashlight. So you could see DNA. And blood splatter on some of the items. So we got one of each. We got one regular tour and one. So we're already $40 in the hole to walk through this building filled with basically shit they got from Goodwill and then made up a story about it on a postcard next to it. It was just like an antique store that somebody like Jonathan Winters did his improv, like spooky improv instead of funny. It's like here's a doll, and the card would just be like Jonathan S. from Athens, Georgia donated this item, and then it would be a story from Jonathan S. Supposedly it was like, I was renovating an old house and found this in the attic, and then I would put it on a shelf, and then it would fall off the shelf, and it gave me bad vibes, so I donated it to the Museum of Shadows. There was everything in this place. And some of it was just, some shit looked creepy, and then some of it is just the typical artifacts of, like, here's a jar of lizard eyes or whatever the fuck, and here's some voodoo jars that are filled with sludge that were allegedly used in seances, and, like, here's a wall of Ouija boards, which Ouija is a patented name by Hasbro. Like, it's not like, if it's a Ouija board, it means it also came off the same line as a Yahtzee and Monopoly, if that's who makes, I don't know if that's who makes game boards, but.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Ouija boards are all made from a game manufacturer. So that means every game that comes out, Ouija boards have one witch at the end of the printing press that goes, and you could talk to demons with this one. Which I would love it if the witch like cursed like a bunch of Monopoly boards instead. Like, man, I landed on Park Place, and then my dog burst into flames. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
I went to jail, but then also an apparition appeared that used to be my great uncle.
What was your favorite board game as a child?
Favorite board game? I was not a big board game guy.
Yeah.
I like that. There was that weird crossover era of being a kid where the board games had like interactive items. Like if I had one, it was, you had a bat, it wasn't the game Battleship, but you had a boat, like a plastic boat with little spring loaded parts in it. And you had to, there was still a game element, but then you would like shoot a disc across the game board. And if it went under a part of the boat, it would like not, it would like blow the part of the boat apart.
Really?
It would like remember that pop. I'm going to have to look this up and see what I'm coming up with. But it was usually like shit like Mousetrap. So I don't know if that was necessarily a board game.
I was fond of Candyland.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, we talked about candy.
Yeah, okay. you were. You chubby little Dave.
I loved it. That and the Easy Bake Oven.
Once I that's not a game.
Have access
it was
to
not
my
a game,
own
Dave.
Brownies. I made it a game.
Dave, this was not a game. I want to find this. I want to find this game. Wasn't Battleship. I remember playing Sorry a lot.
Yeah.
Or not a lot. We didn't do a lot of board games. If anything, Uno. You know what's still a good game to throw down on is some Uno. Gets heated.
I do like Uno.
I never want to play it. And then we start playing it. I'm like, I'm in. I want to start putting money on this game.
It's the only card game I know how to play. I don't know anything about traditional card games.
Yeah,
I think I have a theory about that. I think in the South, people don't play cards as much because the weather's better. I feel like people play cards when it's too cold to go outside.
All right. I'm going to add to that theory. I think you're incorrect, but I think the reason is that I would say, what about dominoes?
Yeah, I never played dominoes.
But do they play dominoes in the South?
I don't know. Now,
I think maybe they play that in the I thought I was associated
maybe
with
certain
more
demographics, like, you know, I would assume. Possibly that it's, you know, but yeah.
I thought it was more of a, I thought black people play dominoes more often than white people.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I don't think it's a harmful generalization.
Yeah.
But I was going to add to the fact that you could play dominoes outside because they don't blow away in the breeze.
Oh, that's,
and maybe that's
okay.
Why people don't play cards outside because of the wind. Chess, you could play chess out in the park. Pieces won't blow away. Yeah. Dominoes, you play in the park. Dominoes won't blow away.
Now, I enjoyed setting up dominoes. You know.
Well, that's, that's not the game dominoes.
Yeah, that's not the game, though.
We were playing around here for a minute. Rachel and I were playing dominoes, like the actual. And then I was like, I keep getting confused because even basic math with a slight challenge. No, no thanks. I've got to find this board game. Board game. Let me see if I could find this. Nautical-inspired board games. But anyway, Museum of Death, if people are curious about that, stay on topic a little bit more. But so, yeah, sorry. This Museum of Shadows, it was all right. And then it had one, like, in this room we have a doll named whatever, Courtney. And you must, it's preferred that you ask permission of Courtney to go visit the doll before you enter the room. But it's also still where, like, the water meter is for the building. So, like, oh, you tell me the water meter guy who comes in, like, oh, Courtney can kind of come in and check the meters. It was, listen, if you know, get it where you can get it. Museum of Death, though, that place, it's just more, this was more playful with, like, your imagination could take you to the places about these things. Like, here's an old axe that was supposedly found in the cellar of a place where maybe a murder happened. Museum of Death is straight out the where you pay, at least when I was there. At the entrance, they're showing a video of somebody showing, like, what happened after a motorcycle crashed into a semi-truck. And there's, like, half a body smeared on the highway. And they're saying, like, if you can't handle this, don't pay to come in here.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of shit. It's not haunted spooky. It's just it's just morbid. And at first you're like, oh, I'm a spooky guy. I got a little bit of goth in me. I can handle this. And for me, after a while in there, I was kind of like, did you ever watch Faces of Death when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what the Museum mm-hmm. of Death will do. You're like, I'm curious. I'm edgy. And then you're like, I don't think I am. And now I feel like I've taken some innocence away from my own existence by having looked at this. Like, I felt bad for myself for wanting to see it.
Yeah, I don't need any more of that shit. I experienced way too much of that in previous careers.
Yeah, you had enough. Mm-hmm. You got to see it firsthand.
Yeah.
I am angry that I cannot find this boat game right now.
That's all right, buddy. All right, let's talk about Athletic Greens. You've heard me talk about them before. I started taking Athletic Greens about 2 months ago because the last 3 months have kind of been diet landmines for me. All right, you know, I was on the diet. I was doing real well leading up to the wedding in November. Soon as the wedding came, boom, it's time to party, right? We did the thing. I fit into the suit. I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Let's party. All right, so we had like honeymoon, right? Then I went on tour with Kyle in the South. Not good for my caloric intake. Then we had the holidays. All right, then we had some personal tragedy. You know, what's going to make you feel better? Eat some food you probably shouldn't eat. Right, then we got football. We got the college game, national title, my dogs. Then we got the NFL playoffs. Now the Super Bowl. It's just been one thing after another, standing in my way. That and just common sense and discipline, but preventing me from really trying to be strict with my diet like I was a few months ago. But Athletic Greens has really saved the day because it takes almost no effort. All right, I don't have to cook a bunch of healthy stuff. I don't have to wash a bunch of fruits and veggies and dirty up a blender and all that. It's a powder. It came with a little shaker. I put one pack of this powder into the shaker, put 8 to 12 ounces of water, shake it up for like 5-10 seconds. Like I said, no blender, no cooking, no blanching, no rinsing, just powder into a jar or a shaker. You know, something preferably with a lid. You shake it up, little water, boom, I'm getting fantastic nutrition, and I'm not even trying. With one scoop of this delicious Athletic Greens, I'm absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, whatever you need to start your day right. Special blend of ingredients supports my gut health, my nervous system, my immune system, energy, recovery, focus, anti-aging, all that stuff. How about that? Right? It's pretty good. Plus, it's affordable. Costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit. So why not get on it? It's good stuff. I'm saying, and it doesn't taste bad. I'm not going to tell you that it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. It does. But it doesn't have that, like, overpowering kale green chalky flavor that so many of these things do. It's kind of got a little tropical. I've said it before. It's like if Gatorade were healthy, you know, if Gatorade didn't have all the sugar and all the other garbage. It's got a little fruity, little sport drinky vibe. But like I said, it's just good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. One scoop and a cup of water every day, that's it. Nothing to it. Make it easy. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/boogie. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/boogie to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/boogie. All right, let's talk about dinner. I like to cook. Sometimes I'm not in the mood. I'll be honest with you, I've been ordering way too much takeout lately. Too much delivery, too much takeout. Not only does that stuff get expensive, it's not good for you. I know that. Thanks to my friends at HelloFresh, trying to turn that around. HelloFresh sent me a whole grip of stuff the other day. Came in the little freezer pack with the dry ice packs. Ooh, I get excited whenever I get a package when there's dry ice. Get out of here. You know there's something good in there. HelloFresh sent me three or four of their kits, And oh boy, what is HelloFresh? Maybe I should tell you about that. HelloFresh, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. What did I have recently? Oh, the pork thing. Spicy coconut curry pork noodle soup. Are you kidding me? Had some bok choy, some cabbage and lemon. That was amazing. Also had salsa rojo chicken enchiladas. Love a chicken enchilada. This had the poblanos, the pico de gallo, sour cream, all that good stuff. Also, they gave me some Cajun thing. This one-pan Cajun chicken sausage skillet. A little dirty rice, get out of here. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, plan size. You can skip a week whenever you need to. You got a bunch of different plans. Meat and veggies is what I went with. They have just a veggie plan. They have a family-friendly plan for the kids and the whole family. You got fit and wholesome plan if you're trying to really get strict with that. Pescatarian, that would probably work for Kyle. All kind of plans to fit any palate or lifestyle. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality, and you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Why not take advantage of that? Right now, go to HelloFresh.com/Boogie16. Use code Boogie16, that's Boogie16, for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Are you kidding me? HelloFresh.com/Boogie16, up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Today's episode of the Boogie Monster brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Have you ever wanted to know what's happening at home when you're not there? Of course, we all want to know what's going on. You want to be in the know all the time. Sometimes it's pointless and needless, and you don't need to know. Other times you do need to know. When it comes to your security, your family security, your home security, you need to know what's going on at the house. I'm a big fan of the new wireless outdoor camera from Simply Safe. I have this at our place. Got the thing set up. Lets you see what's happening outside right from your phone and alerts you when anyone approaches so you always know who's there. I've had Simply Safe for a couple of years now. It took me literally 15 minutes to set up. You download the app. They walk you through it. It could not be simpler. We got the camera. We got the motion sensors. We got all the stuff. Got the window sensors. Most importantly, we got the little sign and the sticker. I like having that. That helps. Simply Safe, man. They got you covered. They have everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry and motion sensors to indoor and outdoor cameras. Simply Safe, monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police, firefighters, EMTs to your home. Also, very affordable. Simply Safe, less than $1 a day. No long-term contracts or commitments. Here's what you do. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/boogie. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/boogie. Hey, I got to ask you a question here. I want to shift gears just a little bit real quick. I'm hesitant to talk about this, but, you know,
okay,
being an inquisitive fellow, you know, if you pay attention, you're always going to have questions about life, and more specifically, your own body, Kyle. I'm 44 years old. I'm still learning about my body.
Here we go.
Uh-huh. You're a big fan. You're big fan of the bidet.
Love
it. We talked about.
Get myself a runny nose with those things.
Okay, that's kind of where I'm heading here.
Yeah.
I think I was on it too long.
Hard the paint, hard the taint. That's how I live, dude.
Yeah. Being thorough. Have you ever had? I'm not joking here. I was on it a little too long the other day, and then I had a salivation surplus. I was salivating too much, and I thought I was getting sick or having a spell or something. And then I just put two and two together, and I was like, well, I'm bringing water in one direction and got too much moisture coming out the other part.
I don't think that's how the plumbing works in the human body.
But I'm serious. I'm not joking. Like, there was, I feel like there was a connection, and that kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, I think I don't think they're related, Dave. I think you're okay there. I'm going to tell you right now.
I've never experienced anything like this. Like I literally, you know, it felt like I was having a side effect to some prescription meds, but I wasn't on any prescription meds. But it sounded like something, you know, the old hack joke about the symptoms are worse than the whatever that fucking hack joke is. But like, it just felt like, this is new. This is weird, and what are the odds it's happening the exact same time that I've sat on the bidet longer than I ever have?
I don't think it's going to back itself up that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't, yeah. That's a one-directional.
But it was a crazy, like, I just, you know, I was
salivating like you're gonna throw up. I get that. I'll get the spits. Get the spits.
Uh-huh. The spits. Exactly. But I wasn't sick. I wasn't nauseous. I wasn't about to throw up.
Yeah, I think first off, let me congratulate you for being a fella that's open to the idea of using a bidet.
Now that I've found it, I don't know how I've lived without it. I don't know you know, as a guy who you know, went 4 years without having his own shower or toilet. Now that I've got access to all this, I want to be as clean as I can possibly be. So I just don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of something like that.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, it's like you realize, I've just been pushing it around my ass cheeks this whole time.
Oh, so, I know this isn't great fodder for conversation, but it's still.
No, but you know what? People listen. Fascinating. People listen for advice, maybe to have things affirmed. You know, let's move away from the toxic masculinity and say, hey, my problem is like, why are you afraid of? I don't understand guys thinking it's gay if they're doing something to their own butthole.
Yeah, I don't really have opinions on that, one way or the other.
You're already letting a dude jerk you off when you use your calloused hand. It's your butt, dude. It's what you think about while you do stuff with your butthole. Mm-hmm. That's your secret. But it's like, do you think about a dude when you're beating off? If not, no. don't worry about what you think about when you're putting in your butt.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have those issues. I just think it's like I don't need another hobby. I don't need something else to get into too deep. No pun intended.
I like that you're calling it a hobby.
Mm-hmm. But like, what if you see? What if I've just become obsessed with it? Like, oh, this is amazing. It's like, well, I got this whole new lifestyle now. This whole new hobby. I rarely leave the house. Can't get enough.
It's, you know, it's just self control.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. You're fine there. I don't know about the spits thing. That's weird. Excessive salivation.
I will say this on that note.
Maybe you got too hot. You're like a dog. You can pant. You don't sweat. You pant. Except I know you. You
I don't
sweat
know.
Too.
I don't. Yeah. Almost every girl I've been with has been interested in experimenting in that region, and I've just like, nah, I don't know. I just. Yeah, just I've had several girls like, hey, let me let's do some things there. And I'm like, I don't know. And it's again, it's not insecurity or anything. It's just like it's a whole new. I don't have the energy to start a new thing.
Well, I mean, you're not starting it. Mm-hmm. They are. Listen, life's short. Yeah. Life's short, and if there's something that's something that'll bring you pleasure and joy without. Going against someone else or making things difficult for somebody else or stepping on somebody else's toes, got to at least give it a shot. Yeah. I never got the angle right. I'm always like, man, I don't want to fall in the shower, and this is why. It's always up. It reminds me of being in high school when it was like explained to me how to do a layup. I was like, all right, when you run up, you're going to leave with your left foot. We're using your right foot to push you into the air. The ball will be in your right hand. You'll use your left arm for balance. I'm like, I just look like I had a fucking stroke. And that's what I look like. I got one leg up on the side of the shower, another arm holding me up for balance. I'm trying to hook shot something up there. So I think there's pleasure to be had. I just haven't gotten to the
Stance and balance that important? Can you not just
I mean, without being kind of too graphic, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to get in there and think mm-hmm. about where your arms are and where your butthole is and angle of approach.
Well, are we using tools? Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would start.
If there was an implement, you know, that would help your reach.
You don't want to start. You don't want to start with a foreign object.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Hmm. Keep it domestic. Go with the digits.
Yeah.
give yourself a thumbs up, Dave.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Hitchhike. You're just trying to hitchhike to Pleasure Town. That's what you're trying to do.
Where are you headed? You tell me.
You're thumbing a ride to the nighttime disco. That's what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, excessive salivation might mean that you have a sinus infection.
Oh, okay. Hmm. But it was just, what are the odds that both of those were happening simultaneously? And neither one had ever happened before to a certain degree. Like, I've never had the spits outside of the context of I'm about to puke.
Yeah. You know?
And it was just like, what's happening?
Temporary hypersalivation, here you go, usually caused by cavities, infection, acid reflux, pregnancy, certain tranquilizers or drugs, exposure to toxins such as mercury. You fucking around with any mercury? You got any old hats you're wearing?
I ate a lot of sushi.
Right before it?
Sushi. No, really? not that day. No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying I fuck around with mercury in that I do often eat a lot of sushi, but I don't think I was eating sushi that day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's keep an eye on it.
I thought I cracked some weird code.
No, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that's, mm-hmm. I don't think that's related. Okay.
Just a happy accident. Okay.
Yeah, just something, well hydrated. Maybe you're overhydrated. Your body's trying to get rid of some of it.
I have been drinking a lot of water.
Maybe you got too hot and bothered. You're trying to cool off.
Oh, man. Hey, I went to the dump yesterday. That was exciting.
That's what you're calling that now?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's my wife. Watch your mouth.
Went to the dump.
I went to the dump, man. Did I tell you a story on my when I was my ninth birthday? My mom and dad asked me where I wanted to go, and I said I want to go to the dump.
I think you did.
I really, and they did not take me. They were like, "Look, we're not doing that. We're not complete trash yet."
Where did you see the dump as a child, and then like that's where I want to go?
About 2 months prior to my ninth birthday, we had gone to the dump to drop off a refrigerator or something. And now I'm not talking about like the landfill. Like I get like, oh, smelly bags of trash. But we went to like the cool dump where there were tables and refrigerators and bowling balls. And I could not wrap my head around, much like the first time I went to an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, I couldn't wrap my mind around the concept. And I was like, are you telling me this is just people throw this stuff away? And my dad's like, oh, boy, we got a sharp one here. But I was just enthralled by the concept of the dump.
I can see it being a cool thing as a kid.
Yeah, because there were like sporting goods equipment. I was like, oh, look at that. There's a soccer ball and there's a tennis racket and there's a microwave.
It just seems like, yeah, like it has the potential.
Uh-huh.
Like an abandoned building or something. It's like what you might find.
Mm-hmm. There. Yeah, and I loved it.
I was heartbroken
that they did not take me on my birthday. But anyway, I'm a grown man now. I go wherever I want, Kyle. I went to the fucking dump yesterday, and
were you going just for recreation?
No, but I'm going back for recreation. No, we're moving next week and cleaning out the storage unit and just trying to downsize a bunch of stuff and just had a bunch of old stuff I didn't need anymore. And it was like it was a little too crappy to like try to sell on Craigslist or any of the apps or anything. I was like, I'll fucking take it to the dump. And then, of course, I'm there with my Honda HRV filled with, about 200 pounds of net of gross weight of trash. And the lady's like, minimum fee's $58. I think she said it was either 1,200. I think it was 1,200 or maybe 12,000 pounds. What? Maybe 1,200. That sounds right. But anyway, she was like, you're way under the minimum, but I still got to charge you. And I was like, well, how about you give me a credit to come back a couple more trips? But she wasn't interested in negotiating. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's just fun to see all that stuff just all together.
In my head, it's just like, yeah, you just go and you just dump it down the side of a hill into a pit. Is it organized in any way?
Yeah, it's like you go into these like big, huge industrial warehouses. It's like just these giant warehouses. And then they've got stalls like, about the size of about 30 foot wide, 40 feet deep stalls. And you just back your vehicle up into the stall. And then each stall behind it, as you can imagine, just a big pile of stuff. And you just, and then like once an hour, every couple hours, like a big bulldozer comes by and shoves all the shit into another pile. But yeah, it was just a bunch of dudes with pickup trucks and trailers just backing up and unloading shit. And this was much like my ninth birthday fantasy. This was the cool dump. It wasn't the trash dump. It was, they did break it up because they were asking, like, what do you got? What are you dumping? And I was explaining. So then they point you to the right warehouse. But I was at the cool warehouse where people are unloading all kinds of cool shit. And I almost took some stuff with me. But, yeah, I didn't want to be counterproductive.
Came back with more than I brought.
It's like, yeah, let's show a little discipline here, Dave. You don't have to have everything, you see.
Well, at least a lot of places where I'll go ride bikes are kind of off in the woods, and you see that's where people just toss out all their large items. Like, you fucking slobs.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't know why that one really irks me. Just there's a bunch of tires and an old baby stroller and you fucking trash.
Now, I got to admit, I did used to do this. About 20 years ago, I lived in an apartment complex, and then we had like the big – we didn't have trash cans or anything. Like, we just had a big dumpster that you could just pull up to. It was near the exit. You throw your shit in. But then I moved into a house a couple miles up the road, and then every week I would still – and I had a truck at that time, but I would still – for like another year, I would just go back to my old apartment complex and use their dump. Illegally dump my shit in there. But I was like, hey, I was a rent-paying resident here for a year.
Well, and it's still supposed to go to the place. Mm-hmm. I'll let you get away with that one.
Mm-hmm. I was too cheap to hire my own trash service, so I was like, I'll just haul it down to my old residence. But yeah, I do hate that when you're out hiking or camping or whatever. The entitlement of just this is where this goes. There you go. At least I know I was stealing dumpster space, but at least it was going in a dumpster.
It was going to wind up in the place where. Mm-hmm. Well, that's I'm still also.
It's a good time. If you ever come back down here, well,
where
I'll take
is the,
you.
Yeah, where, so it's not just. It's not like the dump. I think of like the Great Outdoors with John Candy when they go and they feed the bears. It's just like the trash dump and then all the bears. all that stuff's gotta go somewhere. Fuck, that's a. I hate running bits, but it's like a thing that like I just thought was funny, but it's really just more my own personal life where you try to. Now that we live in a house and I have to take my own trash out instead of like just putting it in a dumpster, like I just have to look at all the garbage that I know I made and wonder if I've done enough good in the world to justify the amount of trash.
It is crazy.
Like, that's all my garbage this week. And I sat here getting drunk playing video games.
Yeah.
I need to do something nice for the world because otherwise I'm just making trash, just here to make some trash. And it just boils down to like, are you like, are you taking and giving at least an equal amount to, or is it lopsided?
Yeah, we talked about this a while back, but about in Long Beach, I'm not sure the recycling, like I've lived other places where they make you separate it and then the glass goes here and the plastic goes here. Everything just goes in the purple bin here. And I'm like, are they doing this off site somewhere? Are they separating this after the fact or are they just taking this to the landfill? And we're making us feel good about ourselves that we're putting in minimal effort.
That stuff is that stuff is all just going in a different pile of shit. That's what I mean. Really, I have that as like, jokes too, but
because
like
it's here, a different like, truck that comes. It's
yeah,
a different this, truck. It's a different bin.
But yeah, it, but because this one,
there's no concern for separating or anything. I'm just like, and then I feel bad because I got on Katie. Katie will just take like a takeout thing and throw it in the recycling. Like you got to rinse the marinara sauce out of it.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a guy at a sorting facility tomorrow's going to get sticky fingers because of you. It's like the least we could do is clean up the trash.
Yeah, I don't know how much is this. There was a bit like Penn and Teller did an episode of Bullshit on Recycling, and their end thing was like, really 10% of it might get to the place it should be to be recycled. Does that mean you should stop? No, but it, unfortunately, nothing's, but I do think a lot of it is just make the people feel better.
Mm-hmm.
By rights, like, and if you really want to go full deep, not even conspiracy theory, but it's like, do not interrupt capitalism. If people thinking the recycling means they're going to keep buying shit in plastic, then do that. Then make sure that still seems like everything's fine. So people keep buying. But like, who's the biggest polluter? It's corporations are the biggest polluters, but they're like, oh, let's make the individuals feel like they're the ones responsible for changing the world, when really that's not the case at all. But I still feel shitty throwing stuff out. I mean, I made jokes about it, but like, I still try to, like, if I want to drink, I usually always have my Nalgene or whatever around.
Uh-huh.
If I want to buy a drink at a store, I try to buy either glass or metal. I don't want to buy a plastic bottle there.
Yeah.
Even though that means, I bought one plastic bottle of iced tea over the course of 3 months. Meanwhile, factories are just dumping chemicals into rivers, you know. But then I still, even though what I do doesn't matter, maybe I still don't feel good. I need it. I need to trick myself into feeling like I'm being a good person. So maybe that's what the city is like. No, there's your recycling bin. See, feel good about yourself.
Continuing on that topic of waste and horrible conversational topics, Katie and I were having a debate the other day. We might have been stoned. Kyle, where does all the poop go?
What do you mean, where's the poop go?
What do you think? Where's the poop go?
Waste treatment facility.
What do they do there? That's what I thought. I thought, and I don't know anything about this, but I was like, I think it goes to the waste treatment facility, and do they, and this sounds horrible, but are they filtering and cleaning the water and reusing it somewhere?
To the best of my knowledge, the water goes, and you know what? I do frequent the Reddit, so if somebody out there works in this industry and wants to set us straight, go to the Boogie Monster Reddit. I read that.
What happens at a waste treatment facility?
I think they just extract, you know, filter it, sift it out, get the broth out of there.
But then does the water go back into, like, you know, gray water infrastructure or something? Like,
yeah, it gets treated and released back into and put back into lakes and rivers, where then it gets extracted to be filtered to be drinking water, maybe.
That's horrible that was, to think about.
So I was on that Heavy Metal Cruise with Andrew Orvidal, and he's like, hey, if you want to get extra bummed out, I actually looked up some cruise facts. I'm like, hey, let's hear it. He's like, yeah, once you're 2 miles away from the shore of anywhere, they just dump all the sewage off the boat. I'm like, oh, cool. So enjoy swimming. Enjoy swimming in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, but then, all right, let's go back to the poop. So the water gets filtered and put in the lakes and oceans. What do they do with the actual waste? Is it they throw it in a vat of acid? It disintegrates. What are we doing with that?
Well, this is what I always wondered. Like, why? Like, when you're camping, why do you have to poop so far away from sources of water? And like, animals go out and pee and poo, and I think it's because we have toxins of, you know, we're not just eating stuff we found in the wild. But I don't know, man. This sounds like a dirty jobs kind of. Where's the poop go? Where's that file? Everybody poops. Great book. Where's the poop go? Where's the sequel? Got to go somewhere.
Oh, man. Terrible segue, but I had the best cheeseburger of my life.
Fuck. That is the worst segue in the history of the show, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. But I had to do it because I got to let you know. I wonder how many cheeseburgers I've eaten in my life. If I had to guess, I bet you I'm good for, I don't want to say one a week. That makes me sound terrible.
Not really.
Let's be honest.
I'm sure that's an average for the basic person out there grabbing food.
I'm going to say I eat three burgers a month, 36 burgers a year. I've been rocking burgers for 40 years. So I'm about, 1,500 burgers deep at this point. I had the number one burger of my life the other day, Kyle. Without a doubt. No hyperbole. Best burger I've ever had.
Let's hear about it.
It's a special moment. You know, it's just one of those special moments. It's a fat guy milestone. You know, when you have a meal or you know, a piece of food that's good. It's really special. I've talked a lot about Moose Craft Barbecue. Moose Craft Barbecue in Los Angeles, basically downtown Los Angeles. I think the proper neighborhood is Lincoln Heights. People know the area. It's right on the 5 at Broadway. So if you're wherever you are on the 5, right near downtown. Moose Craft Barbecue, they were a pop-up for 3 or 4 years. I used to go see them when they were just doing the pop-ups over at this place called Smorgasbord downtown, like every Saturday, Sunday. It was basically just like a food festival, you know, just all kind of food trucks and pop-ups and stuff. And you go in, there's, you know, 50 different vendors. But anyway, now they got a brick and mortar. Started going there because I do think, I've said this before, top 5 brisket I've had in my life, top 5 brisket in the country. I've had Franklin, I've had La Barbecue, I've had Fox Brothers in Atlanta. Those are all great. This is right up there with them. This is right there in the big leagues in terms of the brisket. Now they do a smoked brisket burger. All those wonderful briskets that they churn out every day, you got to trim those things. Sometimes you trim, you know, a little too much fat. Sometimes they trim them just for, you know, make them a little more ergonomic so they sit in the smoker better, and they smoke. You know, there's a lot of science behind that. So they take all those trimmings, all those brisket trimmings, and they grind them up just like you would ground beef, and form it into a patty. And then they season that patty the same way they season their brisket, which is basically just salt and pepper. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy theories in the barbecue world about certain restaurants claim to only use salt and pepper, and then you know, come to find out there might be a little paprika, might be a little Lowry seasoned salt.
I don't know. Conspiracies. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. But
45 minute ideally, mark, getting to a topic.
Yeah, exactly. But they grind this. They grind the brisket trimmings up. They season it up just like they do the brisket. They nice big half pound patty. They sear it on the flat top for a few seconds just to get a nice little sear on each side. Then they throw that bastard in the smoker. Now, I don't know how long they smoke it. If I had to guess, I think you could probably smoke a burger in 45 minutes to an hour. But anyway, now you got this half-pound patty that's seasoned perfectly. It's got a nice, almost a bark. The same thing that you're going for with a brisket or a pork shoulder, you know, you want to get that nice crust, that nice bark, and it's almost got like a bark to it. So it's got a crusty outside, perfectly seasoned, but the inside is tender ground brisket. So it's just got the flavor of brisket because it literally is brisket, but then it's got the texture of just tender ground beef. Oh, boy. And then they put it on a delicious bun, homemade pickles, some sort of little they got a little house sauce. If I had to guess, it's probably a little mayo mixed with some spicy mustard maybe. And then some raw white onion slices and two slices of American cheese. Kyle, this is the best fucking hamburger I've ever had in my life.
It sounds no like hype. It.
I mean, it was a religious experience. I've shoved that up my butt.
That's, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Start salivating.
That's yeah, now I can see like why well, I was like salivating excessively. I shoved a cheeseburger up my asshole. I know it sounds bonkers good.
I know I joke a lot about food and all that. It's obviously a passion, but like seriously, like when you find I'm always been attracted to like the best of a thing. Let me try the best brisket. Let me try the best gumbo. Let me try the best burger. And like seriously, like you crunch the numbers. I was probably being a little too conservative. I probably had 2,000 burgers in my life. This is the best burger I've ever had.
Yeah, I
and
think.
It's just, oh boy, I want to give them a trophy or something.
I mean, they probably already earned them if it's that good. People like to give out those food awards. Now, you know what? I will commend you for like eating things and like. You never really like, wasn't as good as this place. Wasn't as good as this. You definitely seem that you celebrate stuff more often than like this place sucked. That place sucked.
Yeah. Because you know I'm not into that. Like I don't want to.
Yeah.
Shit on someone.
But you're always eating barbecue and everything. Like yeah, I think if you're gonna sit here and tell somebody there's the best version, I would trust you.
Yeah. Well, because I am. I try. Not to contradict what you just said, but I try not to be too vocal, but I am very harsh when things do suck, you know, in the privacy of my own home. But bless her heart, Katie has just been preached at for years about just simple, basic shit. I have such a short fuse for like common sense shit. And it's like, okay, you're in the pizza making business, right? I didn't just kick in your door and wake you up out of a slumber and demand that you make me a pizza, right? Okay. But this is how much cheese you put on a fucking pizza that you sold to me. So, you know, I don't have a lot of patience for that kind of bullshit. So, you know, on the other end of the other side of the coin, like when somebody just fucking nails it, you know, I get excited about that. It's like, bravo.
Moves
crap. When people do great work.
My thing is if I go to a place and I know I've had the best version of something, it's hard for me to break away from that to get something else on the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was hard for me to even get a burger at a barbecue joint. You know, literally, like I said before, top five brisket I've ever had in my life. So it's like, oh, I'm going to go to this place and not get the brisket. Well, truth be told, I'm becoming quite a regular there. So it's like, you know, all right, I'll be here again soon so I can take a gamble.
Yeah. You're moving back up to the hood hits. Too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank God I'm not too close to that. If I moved to the actual neighborhood that Moosecraft was in, I'd be dead in a year. But so I got to exercise a little patience and discipline here. But I am going to be a lot closer to it than I am now. But, yeah, anybody in L.A., the smoked burger is only – it's a special Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's not on the regular menu, so you're going to hit it on the – and if you go any other day of the week, boo-hoo, now you just get the world's greatest brisket. Thursday, they have Korean pork belly burn-ins. Oh, right. I'm starting to – that's when you know you have a problem, when you know restaurant's special schedule. I used to do that a lot.
Yeah, you get your rotations in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still getting memorized. I'm still trying to find this fucking board game, and I apologize for not giving you my full attention.
But next time you come to LA, buddy, I don't want to be a bad influence on you, but I know that you break edge every now and then. I think you should build up some credit and maybe consider breaking edge for this burger.
Yeah, I probably where I so this weekend we're like, you know, on the outskirts in the shopping mall district of a city. And as we're leaving Friday night after the show to go to a bar, there's just this building on a hill. And the sign that was lit up on the building just said meatball.
I saw that pic.
Yeah. And that was from the entrance, like from the actual roadway. It was like a building on a hill, a monolith, and then the lit up side of the top, not even plural, just meatball. Like just like Christ. Like just like, oh, I think I'm supposed to have this. Like, I think I need this in my life. Hey, we went there and they had a vegetarian option and it was fine. Okay. But it was it was just a meatball restaurant.
Really?
And it was kind of silly that to go and still expect the vegetarian. Places have vegetarian options. I thought, there's a place here. I had a meatball sub, but they made it with the impossible meat, and I'll still go to the mat for that stuff.
Really?
Okay. As a vegetarian who still loves meat, that stuff tricks me well, and I dig it. This place, it was some like, oh, it's always some like hand squozen bean sphere. Like, ugh. Anytime, like, oh, you got a veggie burger. It's a handmade, gross. No. I'm trying to write a joke about, like, just because I want a veggie burger doesn't mean I'm fucking the biggest pussy in the world. Like,
yeah.
I still want it to taste like a burger. That's why I'm okay with the word burger being in the thing I'm ordering. Don't tell me it's like, oh, we got a lamb to stand on a plywood board that had lentils underneath it. So it's a lamb pressed lentil burger with a hint of sprouts and the memory of iceberg lettuce on a reclaimed bun. Like, get the fuck out of here. I still want all the stuff. I still want all the stuff that's on a regular burger. Like, they make it the most fucking lily-assed version of a burger. It's like, no, I still want to. Anytime it's like breadcrumbs and black beans, like, I'll just go outside and lick the floor mats from my car. That stuff sucks every time.
I was about to ask you about a black bean burger. Because where I used to work at the Albert, we had a good one. I would eat it every now and then. I wasn't even, veg.
No,
it was decent.
As a vegetarian, it bums me out. Because it just gets crumbly and mushy. And at that point, I wish when I'm eating it, I'm like, oh, I should have just gotten a grilled cheese. Like when I think Brandy Posey told me that you can go get grilled cheeses at In-N-Out Burger. Mm-hmm. And they're great.
Yeah.
All they do is take the patty out. You still got onions and tomatoes and grilled cheese and they toast the bun. I'm like, that's what I want
animal
then.
Style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the sauce. I don't want this mimicry, like this horrible Hollywood Boulevard version, like the rank ass, like fake Jack Sparrow that you see out in front of Grauman's Chinese version of a burger. It's like Jack Sparrow, like, no, that's just a heroin addict with a tri-cornered hat and a garden hoe he's using as a hook, which Jack Sparrow did not have a hook hand. Like, I'm Jack Sparrow. You suck. Get out of here.
I used to have to slalom through those idiots every day when I was trying to go take a dump at LA Fitness. Just all over Hollywood Boulevard. I'm just bobbing and weaving through Superman and Jack Sparrow and Spider-Man.
The Incredible Hulk, but that just has so much duct tape on his Hulk outfit, he just turns into Iron Man.
And the funny part is when you see those guys three or four blocks away from Hollywood Boulevard, like walking to the gig.
Like, oh, boy. Yeah, there is something to, like, you got to get paid and good for you for trying to have a hustle and it's its own culture. But yeah, putting the effort in, like, you see street performers and buskers that, like, wow, you're good. And I hope you are making money. I hope people are stopping to listen to you play your viola beautifully on the streets or how you're. Doing some crazy breakdancing thing down in
street
Venice.
Drumming. I love street drummers.
Street drumming. Yeah, but sometimes you're like, oh, you never knew how to drum in the first place. It's not like, I'm just impoverished, so I had to have a bucket and sticks. Like, you're just making noise. You're just a hungry toddler.
Yeah.
Banging on a piece of plastic until you get a piece of candy. But, the superheroes are just... just whatever ex-con wrapped in a Prince Charming Halloween costume. Those guys would always fight. There's a documentary out about them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw it. It was mostly about the guy who played Superman.
Yeah, and he died recently, I think.
He did. There was, I mean, as much as I'm making fun of it now, it is a pretty wild. Like, that guy really legit.
He looked good. Yeah, he looked like him. Like, who's the guy? Reeves.
Christopher, he looked like Christopher Reeves.
He
also thought, like, he tried to live his life in accordance to Superman and. But was mentally, like, was telling people he was related to the original Superman and all this stuff. Like, he was not well. And the Incredible Hulk guy was just kind of sad. I think he was just kind of that was poor and had an Incredible Hulk costume all taped together. And then the other guy who would play Batman would always fight people.
Now, I'm sure well, this
the guy,
has been
the guy
done,
had anger issues who was playing Batman.
I'd like to see. If I were a bodybuilder, that would be a good little side hustle. Go play Incredible Hulk without a. I don't need the costume. Just jacked and just paint me green.
Yeah, I think that's the point. If you have the focus to become a bodybuilder, I don't know if you piss your money away trying to make $18 a night. None of those superheroes down there, they all have pot bellies. Yeah, no, they're not in shape.
It's that time of year again, New Year's. It's that time of year where we make those resolutions about dropping weight, answering our mom's calls, staying in touch with friends. It always feels like the perfect time to refocus on what we want in life. But it's easy to get stuck looking back on all of the resolutions we didn't keep last year. This year, there's one resolution I am definitely keeping, and that's making my mental health a priority. Make it part of your daily routine with Talkspace. Talkspace personally matches you with a licensed therapist you could connect with right from your phone or computer. I've been in therapy for years, but it's always been so challenging to find the right person. I've bounced around to different therapists and it's always, does this one take my insurance? Is this one close to my house? With Talkspace, you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Listen, everyone could use someone to talk to. I personally deal with some anxiety, and my problem at night is those racing thoughts that I can't turn off. I'm up all hours of the night thinking about everything that everyone ever said to me, and how am I going to get through this? My therapist at Talkspace taught me some really awesome breathing techniques that help me calm my mind, calm my body, and give me a more restful sleep. Connecting with a licensed therapist on Talkspace can help you feel better, and it's secure. No one's going to hear what you say, and that's the best part. Let all that talk fly. Unlike traditional therapy, Talkspace fits your schedule, not the other way around. Talkspace treats your privacy and security as their top priority. You get access to private virtual room with just you and your therapist. You can send your therapist messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for that weekly appointment. You owe it to yourself to make mental health a priority this year. And Talkspace makes it easy to keep. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code STARBURNS at sign up. That's STARBURNS. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code STARBURNS.
Man, speaking of Hollywood Boulevard, I signed up. I had to change my Nextdoor app location because I'm moving next week, and noticed this morning that in your old hood, P22 Mountain Lion caught on someone's doorbell cam.
Really?
Right there in Beechwood Canyon.
I thought the mountain lion was out. I thought.
Well, they said it was P22. I don't know that it was P22, but it was a mountain lion. But yeah, there was a mountain lion yesterday, Beechwood Canyon.
Oh, that's nice. I thought it died.
Well, like I said, I mean, the whoever posted said, hey, P22, but I don't know if P22 died or not, but this might have been P23, P24. But this is a mountain lion, clear as day, right there. Beechwood Canyon, heading down to UCB, I think, to take in a show.
Yeah, you know, that became the place to get acting classes turned into a big credit. Mm-hmm. Mountain lion, what mountain lion? No, man, I'm just I'm a server at Fred 62. I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, in sad news, yesterday, I think it was might have been Saturday, right down the road from where I'm at, Huntington Beach police helicopter crashed into the ocean.
I saw that. I saw the injuries, though. What, there was no, deaths?
Yeah, there was two dudes or two officers in the, well, I don't know if they were both officers. There was two people in the helicopter, and one of them died, and he was a police officer. But, yeah, and they, it was ironic because I was just watching a video, literally, like an hour before, about weird tragedies caught on film. And they were talking about, like, Ed Dwyer or Bud Dwyer, and a few other people I wasn't quite aware of. Some comedian in England died of a heart attack in the middle of his act, and it was on camera. Anyway, just got through watching that. Like, an hour later, I see this news story pop up, and then you can see them pulling the dude out, and just you can wasn't a lot of movement in his body when they were pulling him out, just right there, yeah, right there on live news camera.
Well, yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I just got a bunch of random anecdotes this week.
Well, I mean, speaking of tragedies, I tried those fake chicken nuggets at KFC.
Oh, how? What do you got?
I'll be honest. That was my bad segue for the episode.
That's okay.
Honestly, wickedly overpriced.
Oh, imagine that.
They're like a dollar and change a nugget, but they are exactly what you think they're going to be if you got the frozen ones, frozen fake nuggets. But I'll say this. As a vegetarian who still likes trash food, and if I'm driving around and I don't want to go to a store and buy a thing, heat an oven, do all this shit, I'd buy them again.
Yeah?
Yeah, because guess what? Chicken nuggets, McNuggets?
Ugh.
McNuggets, which also a terrible thing to call a leprechaun. That's what.
If it comes from where I think it does, I don't want to eat it.
What do you call? Yeah, what do you call leprechaun testicles? McNuggets. That's racist. No recovering from that one, Dave. Speaking of getting canceled, going to record a new album in May. So God, if you guys could please cancel me when that comes out. I would love the fucking press.
Yeah.
So glad. Yeah, let's go root back to this episode. When the new album comes out later this year. Remember this. Remember the episode from today where Kyle leprechaun called Leprechaun Testicles McNuggets.
Oh, man. Dude, saw two movies this weekend. Old movies. One I had never seen. One I hadn't seen in 30 years. Both were amazing. I haven't seen Throw Mama from the Train since I was like 10 years old. And that's a funny, dark movie. Have you seen that recently?
Not recently, but I remember as a kid it being one of those movies that the family went and saw, and the family enjoyed it.
Yeah. Now, Billy Crystal, I could take him or leave him. Like, he's a little annoying for my blood. But Danny DeVito, funny and weird in this movie. Just so funny and weird. And the weird old lady, the unfortunate-looking lady from The Goonies, bless her soul.
Uh-huh.
She's the mama. Who, the titular character, but yeah, I don't want to spoil any jokes or anything, but just really funny, really good. And then a movie I had never seen.
Titular with confidence and not stumbling.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I've been aware of this movie. I always see like the thumbnail on Netflix or whatever, but I just assumed it was one of those, you know, teeny bopper movies. It wasn't for me, but I guess it came out in '99 or maybe 2000. Drop Dead Gorgeous. Have you seen Drop Dead Gorgeous with, I always forget her name, Denise Richards from, what was the movie she was in with Neve Campbell? Dude, fantastic little comedy.
Really?
Like, really well done. I don't know who directed it or wrote it, but, like, pretty much all female cast and just a murderer's row of female acting talent. Allison Janney is in it, who I love. God, she's... I love her and everything.
We tried watching this the other day.
I enjoyed it. Now, you know, I'm not saying it's the funniest movie ever. Maybe I was in the right frame of mind, but it kind of follows that mockumentary style,
no,
that Christopher Guest style.
That's where I was like, this is trying to be a Christopher Guest movie, but just didn't get.
Yeah.
When I was watching it, it just didn't get to that level for me. And I was doing that thing where I was comparing it to that caliber of movie.
I get that. It's easy to compare those type of movies to anything he's done because he's the best at that. There's another movie that I felt the same way about the first time I saw it, a movie called The Grand. It's got David Cross, Chris Parnell.
Oh, like a poker movie?
Yes, that one's really funny. But that was my initial complaint. Like, well, he's trying to be Christopher Guest and it's just not. And yes, I get that same critique on Drop Dead Gorgeous, but like, give it another shot. Like, okay. It's really dark and really funny. And, one of those that I just wasn't expecting to enjoy as much as I did, but we're just trying to find something real quick in case, like, you ever seen this? I'm like, no, you know, it's like, eh. And I like, even then I was like, oh, sure. Let's watch something you'd like. And I know that's me judging a book by its cover. You know, I don't want to watch a bunch of girls try to be funny, but boy, they crushed it. Who's the, Kirsten Dunst is in it. She's great. Several actresses I wasn't familiar with that were hilarious. But some parts don't age well. Will Sasso is in it. And, you know, while I'll admit that his character was very funny, if you know what I'm talking about, it's a little, you know, didn't age well. But, good movie.
A pervert or something?
No, he's a mentally challenged fella.
Oh yeah, you can't really do that much.
Yeah, he's real. He was real funny at it, but it was really enjoyable. I love like just finding an old movie that like maybe I've known about or was aware of, but just had no interest in, and then like, oh boy, was I wrong about that? But put Drop Dead Gorgeous in that category because I really enjoyed it. So
we went to the theater to see Jackass last night.
Oh yeah. How was it?
They still get me. It was you know, everybody's old. And like Rachel said, I'm like, I'm like, it didn't quite hit. She's like, oh, is it because they're old and we're old? And now you know that they're just getting hurt. I'm like, well, yeah, that's it. There's like, you could tell they're trying to like introduce new members into group. And the new members, it really did seem like they won some sort of like fan, like a contest for fans join the movie. They weren't really. Yeah, there's just not the pizzazz there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still plenty of gags that just made me laugh real hard. And I was glad.
Chris Pontius,
glad they made it. Best one of the
first celebrity I saw the first day I was in Los Angeles. I was walking into 7-Eleven. I was like, oh, there's Chris Pontius.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm in L.A. now, baby.
Which 7-Eleven were you going to?
Sunset at Highland, Sunset at La Brea, somewhere right around there.
Try to figure out what neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah, he was just real funny in it. There was they didn't all hit, but the ones that hit, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Still worth it.
I got to go back and watch some of those. I can appreciate what they're trying to do there.
A lot of penis torturing.
Silly. Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of genital torturing.
That's upsetting.
Not really. What are you talking about upsetting? It's your whole thing.
No, I torture my scrotum, Kyle, not my penis.
They do that too.
Okay.
God, that was the one that I laughed the funniest at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think I want to spoil too much. But their use of dioramas in which to put a penis into.
I always classic. Loved. It's so dumb. But I loved the, was it Preston, the heavy fella?
Yeah.
when he would just randomly be chasing Wee Man through a crowded city street, just a obese fella chasing a little fella.
Just all dressed the same, just harmless stuff.
No context, just there they go. And then that one, I forgot if this was on the show or one of the movies, but when Johnny Knoxville has the baby carrier on top of the car and he drives off, everybody's freaking out. You guys care about a baby. Gotcha.
The easiest gag. Love it.
Good stuff. Man. Did you get some popcorn?
No, I got two bags. I ate some gummies before I went, and I had two bags of candy. I dropped my Sour Patch watermelons in the crack of the seat because they had those loungers, so I had my feet up the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be careful for the pockets on those things.
Yes, I lost a few Sour Patch watermelons. I didn't fuck with. I just went pure candy. I got gummy Skittles. It's just a gummy candy. I don't see how they fit into the Skittles world as much as it was just a new kind of candy to have.
Okay.
So that's what I had.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
They're vendor gummy candies. I don't know. I mean, the Skittles name got me to look at them. Mm-hmm. So it worked.
I like a Skittle.
Yeah, I never mind a Skittle. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's about it, man.
Well, good times, buddy.
Yeah, you want to go? I got to go wash. I got to clean the house here. We're on a little family dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Rachel's making her shawarma chicken. Obviously not traditional shawarma where it's cut off of the spindle, but she made it over. I broke edge over the summer for some of it. God damn, it's good. I'm not having the chicken. She put some portobello mushrooms in the marinade for me.
Okay.
So we're doing that. We finally got the litter box out of the fireplace. Little D's not too happy about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, we taught you that shit in the box after 16 years of digging in the yard. You can move 4 feet over to where the box is now.
We got an actual
fire in there. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah, it's
a
whole thing.
Love a fire.
Yeah, whole thing.
Fire sometimes too much.
Yeah. I just want to put my balls in it.
Oh, boy. We're going to take next week off. I'm moving next week.
Yeah.
So I can't be burdened with the time-consuming chore of coming up with ridiculous nonsense.
Moving sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. We're hiring movers. That's my first time I've ever hired movers. But we're just like, fuck it. Let's do that. So just going to be standing around pointing at things. Put that over there.
You're right to hire movers.
Yeah. Yes. I've never done that.
Preserving your mental well-being should not be looked at as a luxury expense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm only doing that because we're moving on second floor. So I'm not...
Yeah, dude.
I'm not as young and spry as I used to be. I can't just be carrying couches up second-story floors all day. So
no, fuck that, man.
But yeah, man, next time you talk to me, I'll be a resident of West Hollywood, California. So I'm leaving Long Beach behind. It's been fun, but it's time to move forward.
You did your show down there already?
Yes, that was Thursday. It was great. A lot of fun. Met a few boogers out there. So thanks for everybody who came out at the Bamboo Club. Shout out to my buddy Christian putting on the show. Great show. I had to follow a speechless magician. So, I mean, I don't think he's like, you know, mute. I'm just meaning he did not speak during his act.
That's what I'm
mime. Just maybe that's more of what it was. But no, he wasn't a traditional mime. At least he didn't have the outfit. But he was doing all kind of fun stuff. And his closer, he kind of stole my closer. He shot confetti out of his ass or something. But yeah, it was entertaining.
Oh man, you got your bidet plugged into the wrong thing.
Yeah, talk to him and get some pointers. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good show. But, yeah, moving on up the road, buddy.
All right. Well, I'll be down there soon enough.
Hell yeah.
We'll go see this new spot.
Mm-hmm.
Go hang out at the Comedy Store patio bar one of these nights.
Hell yeah. You got any shows this weekend?
We could be the Poosom Twosome. Yeah, this weekend. Oh, boy. Back out there, Midwest. Des Moines Funny Bone. My routing is something special. Cincinnati to Omaha to Des Moines, with stops in Oregon in between each one. Des Moines, Funny Bone, Friday, Saturday, and then the Renwick Mansion Sunday night. The haunted Renwick Mansion. And shout out to our Reddit moderator. I don't know her name, but her handle is, I want to get it correct, so let me find it real quick. Pardon my voice right now. Tina Belcher for president. That's right. Tina Belcher for prez.
Hell yeah.
That's her area. So I realize I just offered to get her tickets for moderating the Reddit, but she bought tickets already. But yeah, so I'm going to be out there at the haunted Renwick Mansion in Davenport, Iowa, Sunday night for two shows.
Awesome, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
That sounds fun.
What about you? Just waiting to get settled into Los Angeles and you're just going to be out there?
Yeah, I'm going to get out there and just pound like the pavement, hit the streets.
It's going to be you like Paris Hilton, just in all those nightclubs in West Hollywood.
Be a socialite.
Yeah, just Dave Stone. That's hot. But it's you in a kitchen commenting the temperature on what they're preparing the ribs at. It's hot. I'd turn it down. That's hot.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've already seen my fair share of goobers up there, so I'm going to have to make some adjustments and try to blend into the neighborhood.
Goobers.
So many goobers up there.
Still like it when you say it because it's authentic when you have these goobers.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, buddy. Good catching up.
You betcha.
Like I said, I'm taking off. We'll take off next week, and I'll holler at you in a couple weeks, buddy. You be safe out there and have fun.
Good. Yeah, good luck moving. And excited to talk to you from the new location, the new Southern California headquarters of the Boogie Monster.
Hell yeah, buddy. All right, man. We'll see you then.
Peace.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.